This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What is up, fighters? Ding, 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 ding. Let's start the session here. Let's have a good time. Listen, first of all, what's the topic today? I love this topic, right? How to cut your Facebook ad costs by up to 40% by being freaking lazy. Lazy bums. All right. Listen, let's face it. All right. Sometimes being lazy is nice. And we overcomplicate stuff. We really overcomplicate stuff when it comes to marketing. At least some of us, like higher tuned people like moi. Yes, that's right. I am guilty as charged. And so are many of you. So today I'll give you advice that is directly from our rep. Can't share anymore. Top secret, confidential. It's got the whole stamp on there. Level 4 or 10. I don't know how many levels I get to. But I will share what we learned from this person because it's really been working for us. It's very simple. So today can be a simple, short episode, but it'll get you thinking. It's controversial because guess what? It goes against the grain of what every Facebook guru is out there teaching. And if you take offense at this, well, I don't give a crap because I've got data and actual results to back it up. So you ready? Here's how you can cut your Facebook ad cost by 40% or more by being lazy. Stop breaking everything out. Marketers have gone Facebook ad set crazy. Listen, okay, so I'm going to take a quick break here and go on a separate rant. We're going to come right back to how to cut Facebook ad costs, but I need to do this separate rant. So I've been doing marketing now for 15 years. I have sold over $200 million worth of products, and I have taken so many courses, and I'm kind of shocked and amazed today in today's day and age that all of the bells and whistles that are being taught out there, 90% of them are just good sound. They sound good, especially when it comes to like copywriting or Facebook ads or whatever. People are always looking for the next hack. Well, let me just tell you, Facebook, they got a lot of money. They got a lot of really smart people. If you want to try to hack them, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to play that game with them. They will win every time. So just stop. Sometimes simplicity will win. Yeah, there are ways of doing things, and we do learn as we go. There are ways to optimize, but in the end, you'll see one simple rule with advertising. Partner with the platform. Give Facebook what it wants, and Facebook will reward you. It's nice and simple, okay? You want to have a good marriage? Give your spouse what they want, all right? Make them happy, and they will return the favor. So when you marry Facebook, make it happy. And it will make you happy in return. When you go in there trying to do ninja Jedi techniques to hack it, it gets pissed. It might work for a few days, but then it discovers you're manipulating it and it retaliates. Kind of sounds scary, but it's literally how it happens, all right? So we're going to talk about that. Now, if you want to learn more lessons like this, guys, when it comes to copywriting, funnels, comes to ads, I keep things very simple. Many have told me I'm actually probably one of the best teachers and trainers in this because I keep it simple and I know how to get the points across. Well, here's what I'm doing. It is my mission, officially starting in 2019 in January, to replace myself as Chief Marketing Officer of Learn. Right now, I have to be CEO and CMO, and I'm tired. I want other people to take over marketing. That is my mission, but I can't do it unless I train my team to step up. So as of January, I'm going to be doing sessions every Friday for 2 to 3 hours with my team where I will teach them the next level marketing, simple marketing, but next level psychology of marketing, ads, conversions, funnels, copywriting, all this crazy stuff because I'm trying to get them to step up so that they can take over my marketing. And I know that they will. They're already doing a lot of it. But what I want to do is invite you to join us. Do you want to join us for that? I want to invite you to join us. If you're watching this like ages after I've filmed it, still go to marketingwithanik.com or better yet, go to Learn Nation, log in and type in Marketing with Anik in the search bar. 15 weeks of you being literally listening in on all of those trainings where it's no censorship. Seriously, we'll be planning our launches on them. So you'll know ahead of time like what I'm doing. You'll literally see me plan a launch, plan emails, find hooks, find angles, launch Facebook ads, optimize ads, get better conversion, draw funnels, all of it. You want to see it? It's literally the stupidest, cheapest offer I've ever done. It is dumb of me. Many have called me lots of names for it. but go and check it out. Once you land on the page, you will be shocked at what we're charging. I'm not going to tell you what it is because you got to go there. Anyways, that's my self-promotional moment, but that it is through that program that you're going to learn killer stuff like what we're going to talk about today, which is how to cut Facebook ad costs by 40% by being lazy. Here's the rule. Stop breaking out everything into different ad sets. People are out there saying, okay, I want to do my Facebook newsfeed in one ad set. I'm going to do my Instagram newsfeed in one ad set. I'm going to do my Facebook Messenger ads in one ad set. I'm going to do this in one ad set. And then they're putting one ad per ad set. And so they're breaking things down so much. What are you trying to do when you do that? You're trying to take control from Facebook. You want to take control. You want to control everything. How would that work in your personal life? How would that work if you were treating a friend, a spouse, a loved one that way, where you gave them no control? You kept taking control from them. You didn't trust them. You showed them you don't trust them. How would that work out for you? See, here's what Facebook wants. Let's learn to partner with Facebook. What Facebook wants is for you to deploy and utilize their artificial intelligence. They've spent billions of dollars building little teeny robots that run around on servers and know more than you. Sorry to say it, but it's true. They have oversight over 2 billion users. They track user behavior, user activity. They track likes. They track locations. They track age, sex, desires, connections, who you're friends with, what your friends like, what kind of friends you have, where you go, where you eat. It's actually freaking scary as crap as a consumer. But as a marketer, it's amazing and brilliant. So they know way more than you. You think you know the avatar of your customer. You think that you know you should be targeting people between 30 and 50 who are male, who live in blah, blah, blah. But Facebook says you think we know. So Facebook is saying, can you please put everything in one ad set and give us some general confining rules and let us optimize on your behalf to help you. See how we've actually cut our costs, and we cut it by a lot. It's been actually pretty shocking. The reason I even know this is because I ran up to my team and I said, what the heck are you guys doing? We are running ads during the holiday season when I was expecting for us to see a 30 or 40% increase in cost. We're running ads and have seen a 40% decrease in cost during one of the most competitive times of the year on Facebook. And they said, We stopped taking control and we gave Facebook control. So they're starting to do bigger audiences built by lookalikes saying, Facebook, we trust your system. We understand you know what we want better than we know. We trust you. We are starting to put all the different ads and types of ads inside one ad set, giving the ad set a budget and giving some rules based on ads rather than campaign level or ad set level. We're trusting Facebook. We're still giving Facebook some rules. Right? So it's like telling your kid, look, you need to get this project done. I don't care how you get it done, but it needs to be done by 5 p.m. It has to look like this. It has to meet these standards, but you have full rein. Go get it done however you want, and here's your budget. I mean, you got to learn to do that. You do that with Facebook, that's what allows you to be lazy, because we can start a successful campaign now in 10 minutes versus 2 hours. Because we're sitting there hitting duplicate, 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 duplicate. And all these people that are using all this fancy technology, right? All these fancy ad builders, optimizers, smart, blah, blah, blah. Do you realize that you are, okay, so when you go out and buy a software for $100 a month that says it's going to use artificial intelligence to optimize your Facebook ads, do you even know how silly that sounds? What we're discovering is, guess what? Facebook, a multi-billion dollar organization that actually architected and built that ad platform, just may know a little bit more about how to run your ads than this $100 a month software that promises and uses good marketing terminologies to get you to use it. Stop breaking everything down. That is the hack. That is what we're doing. Now, we're going to be talking about a lot more cool Facebook techniques we use. I'm actually not going to be the one that talks about it. I'm going to get my team, the actual people that run my ads, I'm going to get them to come join us, and I don't want to ever take credit for their hard work. They're going to share with you what they're doing and how it's working, but we are going to give you full access here. And I'll bring them in a future episode. But again, if you want to have direct, live, get in front of the market access, if you want to know what we're learning from our reps, if you want to be out ahead and really see what's working and how we plan our promotions, copy, conversion, funnels, traffic, optimization, all of that, go to Marketing with Onik right now. Get involved. It's so freaking so affordable. It's actually not affordable. It's cheap. Let me tell you this. I'm giving you 15 sessions with me to peek behind what we do at Learn, to literally watch me train my team so you know it's the best training ever, because it's what I'm giving to my team. But I'm giving you that each session costs you less than probably a meal at Chipotle or McDonald's. That's all I'm going to leave you with. That's a clue I'm giving you, okay? So head on over, go to Learn Nation, type in Marketing with Onyx, or I believe the URL will be marketingwithonyx.com. If it's not live yet, it's coming out soon. Make sure you're one of the first people to dive in. It's going to be awesome. We will limit how many students we stream that training to for the next 15 weeks here, all right? So remember, when you're creating your Facebook ads next time, please deploy Facebook, trust their artificial intelligence more, give them more rein. Give them more control, and they will reward you back with a lot better ad numbers and CPAs. I promise you that. I swear, I mean it. Go out, kick some butt. I hope you have an absolutely great morning, afternoon, evening, night, wherever you are listening from. You know, drive safe, jog safe, walk safe, sleep safe, or sit safe. No matter whatever you're doing right now, just be safe. This is Onyx Singhal reminding you, go log into Learn Nation, take a program, get active, learn. All right, learn. There's a reason we call ourselves Learn. You want to get better? You want to be a badass? You got to learn more. Get into Learn Nation and learn more. This is Onyx Singhal reminding you, when life pushes you, fighters, what do? You stand straight, you smile at it, and you push it the freaking heck back.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.